Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is the at-large ad hoc working group on the transition of U.S. government stewardship of the IANA function on Thursday, the 18th of September, 2014 at 1430 UTC. On the call today, we have Olivia Crepin-LeBlond, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Tijani Benjama, Thomas Lowenhaupt, Gordon Chillicott, Jean-Jacques Subernat, Glenn McKnight, and Carlton Samuels. Hoping to join us a little later will be Fatima Cambronero. We have apologies from Alan Greenberg, Mohammed Al-Bashir, Roberto Gattano, Alberto Soto, and Judith Hellerstein. From staff, we have myself, Terry Agnew, but joining us shortly should be Heidi Ulrich and Sylvia Vivanco. Our Spanish interpreters today are Veronica and David. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and back over to you, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Terry. I'm Olivier Crepin-LeBlanc. Have we missed anyone in our roll call? Has anybody's name not been mentioned? I don't see anybody shouting out. So next we have to adopt the agenda. Today we're going to be looking at the first the action items of our last call. Then we will be looking at the review of the ICG, the IANA Coordinating Group call that took place for some of us yesterday, but most of us yesterday, the 17th of October, and for some of us earlier today, I think. And then we'll finally go into the review of activity of the operational communities, just looking at what's been happening on those mailing lists of the operational communities. And finally, we will be spending some time preparing our ICANN meeting in Los Angeles, our face-to-face meeting. Any other business that anybody wishes to add to this agenda or any amendments to the agenda are welcome. Hearing no one ask for the floor, let's go to agenda item number two, the agenda being adopted. And agenda item number two is the review of the action items that we had from the 11th of September. We could go very quickly through those. There was a first action item, which was to make sure that the timetable that we have, step zero, step one, step two, step three, step four, etc., the timetable should be put on our homepage. I believe that's been done, Terry, is that correct?
This is Terry, correct, and I'm just waiting for it has been done, and I'm waiting for verification of the dates, and we'll adjust accordingly.
Okay, that's great, thank you. Yes, I mean, those dates were taken from what Jean-Jacques had told us during the last call. And so, Jean-Jacques, if you could be so kind to have a look at the dates and make sure that the timetable is correct, that would be very helpful. Then the only one that's left here is undone action item is the chair of the working group will be emailing the RALO leaders to ensure that there is at least one person from each RALO. And that's, of course, one person from each RALO on this on the current coordination group. We certainly have people from many people from NARALO, a few from EU-RALO, a lot of people from AP-RALO, and quite a few people as well from AF-RALO. So maybe NARALO and NARALO and EU-RALO might wish to beef up the numbers a little bit, although I think we're all fine on that. Okay, let's go on then. The next thing on our agenda is going to be the review of the ICG call of 17th of, yes, it is not October, of course, it's September. We're not that far forward. I see that Fatima has now joined us on the call, and so I invite Jean-Jacques Subrenat to speak to us about what happened yesterday. Jean-Jacques, you have the floor.
Thank you, Olivier. This is Jean-Jacques. So the agenda had three items on it. First was the approval of the minutes, the reporting of two previous meetings of the coordination group, and that was agreed upon after some minor changes of language by a representative of the GAC and one other person, I think. And then number two on the agenda was the most important, which was a review of the draft document on reaching consensus or consensus decisions. I must say that there was a very thorough review, first looking at the whole thing altogether to see whether there were any striking mistakes or inadequacies, and then going through paragraph by paragraph. There were some changes brought about at the request of one member of the GAC and by yours truly, and I think that was about all. Nothing of great consequence, so I won't go into the detail here, but if you have any questions, I'd be glad to respond. This was adopted so that this will be written into a clean copy by the chair or one of the vice chairs of the coordination group and sent around. At least the link will be sent around to our members for approval, and that should be it for that. And the third item was a discussion about whom or what groups or what parts of the community, of the ICANN community, we should, as a coordination group, meet in the margins of ICANN 51 or during ICANN 51. So I'd like to remind you that in a previous discussion of the coordination group, there had been opposing views. Some felt that it was not appropriate to have further meetings with parts of the constituencies, and their rationale was that these entities we're talking about are already represented in the coordination group by its or their members, and that's the case of the GAC, the ALAC, and some others. And another group of colleagues who felt that it was worthwhile, even though it may seem a bit redundant, it was worthwhile going to the trouble of meeting the communities together or separately as a public relations exercise, but also, more importantly, to make sure that everything is well understood and that we're not missing anything important. And in the case of the GAC, I found that remark, chair of the GAC, quite interesting. She said that it would be really worthwhile reaching out to the GAC in order for member states represented on the GAC to have a better understanding of what it's all about, and therefore to be less in opposition mode and more willing to understand and discuss the later work of the coordination group in the months to come. And that, I found, was a valuable argument. So, in any case, after this discussion, it was decided that there would indeed be a series of meetings. I don't have the detail here, but as far as we are concerned, the ALAC will be meeting the coordination group on the Tuesday, 14th, is it? 13th or 14th? 14th, maybe. Tuesday, 14th of October, in the afternoon. Venue is not known, and the exact time has not been decided yet. This is being checked through various levels of staff of ICANN. So we are ensured of that meeting, which will be for ALAC alone. Now, at this stage, I'm not quite clear whether there will be some other opportunity, perhaps more collectively, several ACs and SOs together. That I have not followed as closely, but I can keep you posted through email when I do find that as a reliable information. So those were the three things which were discussed at the call starting for me in France at 23:30 last night and lasting until about 1 o'clock in the morning. And now I'd like to give, after these more factual elements, I'd like to propose a few more personal impressions or remarks. What I have said previously about
Jean-Jacques, perhaps it's Olivier here. Perhaps we could just stop you for a second and ask if there are any questions on the factual discussion that you've just put there, and then we can launch into the second part. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. So, are there any questions on this first part, the meeting, and so on? So, Tejani Benjamin, you have the floor.
Okay, I can speak?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Tijani speaking. Jean-Jacques, I heard you saying that since we are represented by two members, there is perhaps not a need to meet with the coordination group as a whole. I don't think there is any opposition on any problem with having a meeting with the coordination group, despite the fact that we are well represented by you and Mohammed. This meeting will make the coordination group as a whole feel how we are sensitive to some things, how ALAC has very important commitment or very important concern about some points. I think that this can help the coordination group to in the future to take into consideration the position of ALAC members, so of you and Mohammed. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. It's Olivier speaking. I don't think there was any question of us thinking that it wouldn't be helpful. I think it's more a case of some ICG members that felt it was not helpful. I have a question for you, Jean-Jacques. You concluded that the ALAC will have its meeting with the ICG on the Tuesday afternoon, which is actually the time that we have offered to the ICG for meeting with them. I was on the call yesterday. I didn't quite reach the same conclusion. Was there a follow-up discussion after the call? Because during the call, Elisa went through some length in trying to find some kind of consensus, which at the end of the day, I was quite confused with. She managed to, I think, confuse a lot of people, but she said in a very lengthy way that some people were for meeting with the different constituencies of ICANN, some people were against meeting with the different constituencies of ICANN, and so she would look into having groups of people go to speak to the constituencies. So we would probably have some members of the ICG coming to speak to the ALAC, but not the full ICG. And I think she left it at that and didn't actually go into the determination of how she would say who was going where, and basically just left it to the individual members. Now, she, aside from this, had promised to come back to me yesterday at 2359 UTC immediately after the call to provide us, the ALAC, with the confirmation on whether the ICG would meet with us or not, and I have not heard from her. Of course, before following up with her as wearing my ALAC chair hat, I would have hoped that there was a bit more knowledge of, as to what direction she was going to go into. And
yes,
I note that Cheryl also felt some members felt that going to meet both with the different bodies of ICANN plus having the big public meeting on the Thursday was too much. And so they were just advocating that they might just want to have the public meeting on Thursday or even increase the length of the public meeting on Thursday. Now, as someone who has been involved with the overall scheduling of meetings, I can already tell you now that making the Thursday meeting longer than the time that it has been allocated so far is not going to happen. It's a no-go. There is no more time. There's only 24 hours in a day, unfortunately. So that's not going to take place. And so I'm a little concerned that the ICG thinks that they can delay this further and then at the very last moment schedule their meetings or lack of meetings or whatever, when really the schedule has been pretty much firmed up at the moment. It's a take it or leave it situation. So I don't know how you would be able to respond to that or whether I need to take this up with Elisa directly. And, of course, I would look to your counsel and everyone here, actually, as to how to now follow up with Elisa, knowing of the concerns that some of the members on the ICG don't wish to meet with anyone else. They just think that they're going to repeat the same thing many, many times. And I have a feeling in some way, if I could just finish, that it's the lack of understanding of how different the different parts of ICANN are that makes them think that they're just going to repeat themselves and are going to go through this traveling roadshow, just coming up with a presentation or something and take the same questions from around. I see Cheryl has also put her hand up. Maybe I should let Cheryl speak and then back to you, Jean-Jacques.
Thanks, yes. Olivier. Cheryl, for the record, I was particularly unimpressed with that part of the listening experience as well. But not only does it give a serious lack of understanding, this roadshow to date consists of a request from the GAC, and I would think even those on the call from the ICG would have understood after I thought Heather's excellent explanation as to why that would be a good idea, and Jean-Jacques did cover that off for us here in this call to some extent, how the unique situation of the GAC would be benefited by an interaction. The only other requesting body is the ALAC, so it's not exactly an onerous task for two meetings. However, I think there's a real risk that what we'll end up with is Mohamed, Jean-Jacques, Elisa probably, and one or two select others if we're lucky. And that's really not the aim of the game. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. And just I reiterate then, does anyone have a proposal for a solution on this? And over to you, Jean-Jacques, to respond and react to what we've just mentioned.
Yes. Thank you, Olivier. This is Jean-Jacques. So I propose to respond to one set of questions first from Olivier and remarks from Cheryl, and then respond to Tijani's remark. So on the first point, which was brought up just now, here's my understanding. The idea of having only bits and pieces of the coordination group go to this or that constituency was just an idea. Some people are playing with it because they may find it not very productive or for whatever reason to be as a body in front of this and that constituency. There is, to my knowledge, there is a clear will on the part of some or many of the ICG members to go as a group. Now, it is correct that this was not crystal clear at the end of the call, and in response to your question, Olivier, about whether there was any further discussion after the call had been officially terminated, the answer is no. It ended when you heard it end. There were no further discussions and no exchanges of emails, as far as I'm aware, on that particular topic. So what is currently my understanding? My understanding is that initially the requests, as Cheryl pointed out correctly, were from two quarters, the GAC and the ALAC. And I think that there's a majority view that we should satisfy these two requests. Also because they have a particular colouring, the GAC, obvious political reasons, buying into socialising, etc., acceptance, and the ALAC, because it was felt right from the start, and Mohamed and I think, made it clear and underlined that point all along, that whereas industry, meaning the domain name industry, and some parts of the world were particularly well represented, the interests of the user community, the global user community, were less represented. So that's my understanding. Now, where do we go from here? Immediately after our current conversation or at large IANA issues call, I will send an email to my colleagues on the ICG in order to underline several things. First of all, that to remind them that there was an official request from ALAC and GAC, but in any case, ALAC, and that for various reasons, which I will remind them of, I think we should consider that as an important feature of our performance or presence during ICANN 51, and therefore go along with the proposed and pre-programmed, in fact, meeting between ICG and ALAC on the Tuesday afternoon. The second thing I will do in that email is to underline the danger of adopting a different formula, for instance, chucking Mohammed and myself plus one or two others, simply because we can't wiggle away into the ALAC meeting. And I think I will underline the fact that we have as much to learn from that kind of meeting as our communities could learn from the ICG. So this I will do immediately after our call. I hope I've answered both Olivier's and Cheryl's concerns on this. But before going on to comment on Tijani's remark, I'd like to know if Olivier and Cheryl are okay with that.
You can but try, Jean-Jacques. You can but try.
Oh.
Thank you, Cheryl.
That sounds, that sounds unusually pessimistic on the part of Cheryl.
I'll be delighted to be surprised.
Okay,
Jean-Jacques, you will have to remember, it's Olivier, you will have to remember that we have someone who sees the future since she is several hours ahead of us, and the future is not very bright at the moment, judging from her voice. Now, one more note on this.
Yes, but Olivier, maybe you know about my philosophical position. The future is what we make of it. It's not written in advance, is it?
Very good. Very good. Thank you, Jean-Jacques. Just one small point. Cheryl mentioned that only the ALAC and the GAC had asked for a face-to-face meeting in Los Angeles. I thought I had heard that some of the GNSO constituencies had asked for a face-to-face meeting too. Was I mistaken?
Yes, well, at the beginning of my response, I did say, I believe, that I was not aware of everything. I may have missed something, but to the best of my knowledge, that is the situation today, but I can't guarantee that.
Okay, thank you. No, because it's Olivia again. I had heard that the BC was interested in a meeting as well, for example. I mean, and it's understandable. Again, end users that are business related.
Yeah.
Of course, they have this seat through the ICC on the ICG, and their representative has not really been able to do that much these days because, of course, we're now dealing with operational communities. So that I can certainly understand that they would be interested. Jean-Jacques?
Well, Olivier de Jean-Jacques, well, you make an interesting point, but that's also one of the reasons why I intend to write to my colleagues on the coordination group very quickly in order to, as we say in French, prendre date, meaning to put a marker on our own request and underline the importance we attach to our request. May I go on to responding to Tijani, perhaps?
Yeah, I believe so. I haven't seen anybody else put their hand up on this topic, so please go forward.
Yes, whilst I'm trying to ward off Dr. Alzheimer, I'm glad to respond to Tijani's comment. Otherwise, I may forget. So, Tijani, you're right. It's not that we in the ALAC believe that it would be an inconvenience or inappropriate or anything. I was just stating earlier on that some members of the coordination group had felt and had expressed that it was a bit odd to go and see the communities which were already represented directly in the coordination group. And I also did say that some others felt that, on the contrary, one did not preclude or exclude the other. I must admit that initially I was not entirely favorable to this idea of the ICG meeting with bits and pieces of community, because I thought that indeed things should go through the representatives of the represented communities, in our case, Mohammed and yours truly. But I have changed. I don't at all mind admitting that I have changed my mind, and the arguments you have produced, Tijani, are exactly those which brought me to the realization that it works both ways, and that we as a group should take this opportunity to impress upon the members of the coordination group how important some issues are to us as people who represent the interests of the global internet user. So I go along with that very much, and now I wholeheartedly support the idea, but also the plan, of a separate meeting, if possible, between the ALAC and the coordination group. Does that answer your concern and your question, Tijani?
Yes, Jean-Jacques, you did. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tijani.
Thank you, Jean-Jacques. It's Olivier speaking. I think we can now proceed with the next part of your report, and that's your personal thoughts now, which you were going to share with us.
Yes. Thank you so much. This is Jean-Jacques. So I've made it a duty for myself each time I'm called upon to report to you to first state the facts, how the meeting unfolded, what were the agenda items, what the discussion brought out, etc. And second, to give you my own appraisal of where we stand and where we're headed for. So two or three things. First, the chair of the GAC was much more present in this meeting. She took the floor on several occasions, and it was interesting. However, I feel that my analysis of the last two times we spoke here on the ALAC Adobe Connect is still valid. In other words, that it remains difficult, perhaps a bit improbable, that the GAC will be able to make coordinated statements or to take coordinated positions on some of the more important issues. That does not depend on the personalities so much as on the reality of how the GAC operates. Consensus is only full consensus for them, and if there's the slightest hesitation or opposition, then there is no GAC position, simply. So I think that we have to accept it. Now they are very widely represented in the coordination group with five people. And what I said 1 and 2 weeks ago remains valid. There is mainly one person who is extremely present, discussing draft documents and intervening in a very powerful way. That is the representative from Iran, and to a lesser extent for the time being, but she may wish to become more vocal in the future, I don't know. the representative from Egypt. The others have been much more silent, not totally silent. So much for the GAC. The other thing I wanted to share with you is that now the modus operandi of the coordination group, the working method, seems to going into a smoother phase. There's less argument about fundamental positions, and altogether it's a smoother process. But I would like to suggest that, unfortunately, it'll become Olympic sports again further along the line when we come to examining the content which is presented to us by the communities. Remember that there was an RFP which was published calling upon all the constituencies and all the communities to submit to us by the 15th of June next year their input in the form of proposals or comments or anything. And I think that the first difficult phase really will be examining all of this and deciding what is worthy to be retained in the future transition plan and what has to be scrapped. So that will be a first difficult phase, and I think that there will be several fracture lines according to whether it's big business or not, whether it's more the protection of what some consider as abstract and not very workable rights, and the user community in general. I think we have to be very careful to observe that and to help guide it through. And the third thing is we will have to watch closely on how and if the U.S. administration between now and the moment when we submit to the NTIA our transition plan, if there are any major shifts about internet governance, about the whole business of transition in Congress, I mean House of Representatives and the upper house, between now and then, which is sometime in July. So those are my personal thoughts, and on that too, I'd appreciate your comments, perhaps questions.
Thank you, Jean-Jacques. It's Olivier speaking, and I therefore open the floor for questions or comments on Jean-Jacques' feedback, personal thoughts. I don't see anyone putting their hand up, Jean-Jacques. I certainly have, I would say, a similar understanding as yours on what's currently happening. I have also seen the dynamics improve on the group that yesterday was, I hope, not the the example of how future calls will go. I felt that there was a violent agreement between people, yet misunderstanding on where to put the commas in the document, just on that little section which was dealing with the input from communities. The input about public comments, basically. I felt that was a little bit long-winded to just resolve a small thing like this.
Yes.
Certainly on the dynamics of the GAC, it's still going to be a headache, I think, for the GAC chair to be able to coordinate its representatives on the ICG, and I'm glad that we're able to coordinate ours. Back to you, Jean-Jacques.
Well, yes, thank you, Olivier. This is Jean-Jacques. Since you mentioned this, I'd like to take this opportunity to give you my further impression that, of course, I don't follow all the groups, but since London, I've had quite a few opportunities to look at this closely. And frankly, I think that now ALAC is one of the better coordinated communities as far as both reporting back to the community, which I'm doing just now, but also getting feedback and ideas and positions is concerned. I think that now we're fairly well organized with this meet a weekly call, at least from my point of view as one of your two representatives. I think this is really useful. In addition, during the call we had yesterday and all the other times, the fact that I'm reminded each time by you, by Alan, by others, that I should keep on the Skype page of this of our group is helpful to you, no doubt, but also to me, because I can ask for last-minute ideas or changes if need be. And that's how I operated yesterday. So all in all, my judgment is that it's useful to have this called in. I had some misgivings about its efficiency at the beginning, but now I feel it's working better. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Jean-Jacques, and it's Olivier speaking. I was going to also note the the improvements, thanks to Mohamed now being one of the vice chairs. I understand that Alisa frequently consults both her vice chairs, Patrick Felstrom and Mohamed El Bashir, and therefore there appears to be more, things appear to be more in tune, especially with regards to announcements and communications. I had one question on this ICG meeting yesterday. Does the ICG have an advanced calendar of its meetings, or do you also learn about a call 24 hours in advance?
That's a wicked giggle I hear, but justified. no doubt, Cheryl.
Just to make sure the giggle doesn't get attributed to Olivier, that giggle is from Cheryl, and and that's Olivier giggle.
Entirely different giggles, yes.
So, this is Jean-Jacques. Yes, apart from the giggle part, yes, I think that you're right, Olivier. So, if there are no other questions to me, then I'll just... why don't we go on with the meeting?
Jean-Jacques, no, that was an actual question. Were you told 24 hours in advance, or was this set up in advance? Because if the calendar of calls is known in advance, it would be worth sharing it with us. Then at least we can make arrangements for being on the call.
I've taken note of that for myself. Okay, I'll do that. We have a principle which is call, I think it's every 2 weeks, but I'll have to check this. Sorry, I don't have it right off the top of my head. But I have taken note that I should communicate to you, or Mohamed should communicate to you, especially as vice chair, it's easier for him. This calendar thing, right.
Okay, thank you. So let's then see anything else that you wish to add on the ICG call yesterday. Any other feedback from anyone else? I know there were several people who were on the call yesterday. Do you have any different impressions, additional impressions? I know we're also missing a few people who were on the call yesterday, but... no doubt they will be listening to this recording. Seeing no one putting their hand up, so let's move on now with the next part of our call, and that's the review of the activity in the operational communities. I sent an email out to the people that were listed on the table of participants in other communities. That's, of course, our homepage, which I can give a link to. That, I believe, is our homepage. And further down the homepage, we've got the different mailing lists, the ICANN-wide discussion, which has already been very, very busy. The IAB discussion list, the Internet Society discussion list, and of course all of the RIR discussion lists. Now, several people have responded to my email and sent the summary of what's been happening in those different arenas outside. And so I now open the floor first to find out regarding the IETF mailing list, and I guess I could say both IETF but also the Internet Society discussion and the ICANN-wide discussion. These three are, I wouldn't say somehow related, but they're all the non-RIR lists. Does anyone wish to share any points which we should absolutely address now? In other words, has anything stood out that needs to be addressed by us? I've received a report from Cheryl and a report from Alberto Soto as well, and it seems that there are things happening on these mailing lists, but nothing of great importance for us to be involved in.
Mm-hmm.
Any other points? Cheryl, did you want to say a couple of words, maybe, or?
Fatima and Tijani both have their hands up, so.
Okay, so let's have Fatima and Tijani first. So Fatima Cambronero, you have the floor.
This is Fatima speaking. Thank you very much, Olivier. Actually, this is just to make a comment regarding what you were saying. I am following the LACNIC mailing list. As I told you, we created a specific list for this issue, and three people from the community were appointed to guide this process. Actually, nothing has happened, nothing related to the RIR at least. The most relevant issue in this list was a message from Carlos Alfonso, who resent the email that Milton Euler has already sent to other mailing lists, calling or asking them to assume a more active risk, and specifically criticizing ARIN, which is not adopting an opening process in these transition issues. The answer was that there was a specific email list for this mail, so it was sent to that email list, and then there were no more comments. And then there was also an email that was resent from Richard. It was resent to other lists regarding the lack of a more active role of RIRs in these transitions. But basically, nothing is really happening, or at least nothing focused on the region, or nothing focused on the RIRs of our region. So I can, if you want, I can send a short summary to the mailing list so that I can clarify all these situations. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much for this update, Fatima. Being on those lists, I absolutely agree with what you've mentioned here. When you said Richard, of course, it's Richard Hill, the person who used to work for the ITU but is now retired and is spending a copious amount of time, significant, should I say, amount of time on these issues, and is apparently on all of the mailing lists. With regards to the point that Milton has made, he has indeed criticized ARIN, the North American RIR. The North American RALO is fine. The North American RIR for not opening the process up. There appears to be that there will be a face-to-face meeting at the next ARIN meeting, and some are saying, oh, that's plenty plenty enough. We don't need any more than that. But I've also emailed John Curran and let him know that, well, if every other RIR has had a special mailing list for this, there might be something good that the other RIRs are doing that ARIN might wish to also pursue. But Milton has also followed on and said there is no coordinated list between the RIRs. There appears to be coordination behind the scenes between the RIRs, but there's no open coordination list and that where the issues for all of the RIRs could be discussed. And so far, I haven't seen any movement on that. Tijani Benjamin.
Thank you, Olivier. Tijani speaking.
I am following the AFRINIC IANA transition list, and as I told you, as I sent on the list, there was only one post on this list. It was done by Adiel, the CEO of AFRINIC, and it was only an introduction. He explained the procedure they are using, etc., how they intend to make the discussion useful, etc., etc. And he asked for two people to moderate the list. My surprise is that there wasn't any comment on the list, except that people volunteered to be moderating the list. And yesterday, Adiel, the CEO of AFRINIC, announced his intention to leave AFRINIC in next January. And this may explain why things are not going as I expected. Perhaps this thing, moreover, Adiel is almost everywhere and he is very busy. And Anne Rachel just left AFRINIC. So I think that in AFRINIC now there is a problem of bandwidth. And perhaps this is the reason of this silence or this lack of activities on the list. Thank you.
Thank you, Tejani. It's Sadia speaking. Did you
say Adiel was going to leave next January? Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
So, was he going to leave AFRINIC altogether?
Anne Rachel already left. She's working with ICANN now. And
no, Anne Rachel, but I thought you mentioned Adiel Haplogan. No, Adiel is remaining with AFRINIC.
No, Adiel will leave AFRINIC in January. He is stepping back.
Oh.
Yes.
So then there's a question, it's Olivia speaking, then there's a question of the... him as an ICG member, but I guess that's something we don't need to be concerned of at the moment. But
no.
Thank you for your report on AFRALO. Thank you, AFRINIC. Sorry. any other things to report with regards to AFRINIC in addition to that?
Nothing through the list, at least.
Okay.
AFRINIC is having its 21st meeting in Mauritius. In November, and they are very busy in preparing this also. So it is a mess. It is a mess.
Thank you, Tejani. It's Olivier speaking. I understand that there will be, I'm sure, a session on this that will take place at the AFRINIC face-to-face session, and I understand that some people from AFRALO are going to be going there. It might be a good idea to attend that meeting dealing specifically with those things.
I will attend it, Olivier. I will attend it for outreach. And we have two other people. The AFRA leadership is applying for the crop to attend this meeting for a specific training organized by AFRINIC for the AFRA leadership. This is something that I asked for with Adiel, and Adiel agreed, and he proposed to make it in Mauritius during this meeting. And now the applications for the crop are on the table now.
Okay, thank you for this, Tejani. Next is Avery Doria.
Hey, this is Avery speaking. Strangely enough, I want to add something about the AFRINIC. If this is the meeting in Mauritius, I will also be there because I'm part of the APC is organizing with others in Africa one of those an African school on internet governance like the one done in Latin America and originally in Meissen. So I'll actually be there too, although we're not focusing on this issue. I'm sure there will be, you know, discussions. What I wanted to bring up is, as I said at one point, I am sort of undifferentiatedly reading all the lists. I have them all coming in and I read them. And I'm looking more for trends and things that are going on. And within both the numbers and protocols area, I'm seeing more realization of, you know, this may be more complicated than some of the if it ain't broke, don't fix people have been claiming. And starting to see little bits of conversation, looking at what is the implication of the IETF changing conditions of protocol parameters, or what happens if somebody other than one of the RIRs wants to get a V6 allocation, and what about some of the cross effects? Well, if IETF with protocol activities can affect the policies discussions in ICANN and in the RIRs, how do we keep this separate? There started to be also some realization that by people that seem to have a more legal type of background that, you know, it may never have gone right wrong before, and we may have the nuclear option. But A, how does that nuclear option really work? And B, do we really want to have to get there, and perhaps should we have some sort of framework that defines how we deal with issues? Now, it's not a fully developed, and as I say, you know, I can go digging into it and find specific places where the conversations are happening, but it might resonate with others who are reading specific lists. But that's been sort of a general that the Earth seems to be shifting, though there are those that are still arguing quite strongly, it's not broke, don't fix it. So that's my impression. Thanks.
Thank you very much for this, Avery. Just one quick question for you, a follow-up question. On the IETF mailing list, there was a discussion that went on about putting together the charter for the IETF working group that would be dealing with this. It was very bare bones to start with. Are you saying this is now slowly getting expanded? Because I thought they had set up a deadline for that.
Okay, and this is where I'd have to go back and check specifically. Certainly that discussion is going on. I was looking for it the other day. I was looking for the latest copy of the charter and where it was at, and I couldn't find it before I got distracted by something else. So I'm not really sure. It's something, thanks for reminding me, that I did want to check for specifically and didn't manage to do so.
Okay, thank you. Next is Cheryl Engdonor.
Thank you. Cheryl for the record, posted a couple of small points in the chat, and more importantly, because it's got links in it, that not all operating systems with the Adobe Connect rooms will be able to open. I've sent it to staff already so they can put up my little brief report from APNIC here in Brisbane at the moment. So people can follow links and look at the slide share and all that sort of thing without cutting and pasting. Again, this is, I will hasten to add, not a report on list activity as such because there is very little of that. But I did say at the last meeting that there was agenda activities at this meeting number 38 for APNIC on the topic, and I've popped some links to quite detailed reports and presentations and things in my notes for you. What I wanted to say that I thought was of some interest, and it may be that this will come out of the AFRINIC and ARIN meetings as well, and that is, of course, that the RIR community, the numbering community, have kind of been ruminating on a lot of this for quite some time, certainly with every reissue of contract, etc., between NTIA and the IANA service provider, for example. This has sort of been discussed. So it may be that what I think is there, the presented fairly well formed and certainly not particularly debated or discussed draft that I've put a link to as well, which has a couple of principles and a few drill downs from those principles. That may be why we're not seeing sort of a flurry of, oh, what do we think about this, because they've been thinking for quite some time, and that's being reflected by now having a draft set of principles that certainly APNIC has put out for a first reading and discussion at the meeting on Wednesday, and when the call from the floor for any objections or concerns came, there was really resounding silence. Now, that is, I'll hasten to add, only a first reading. There'll be other readings and discussions, and indeed perhaps there may be some modifications and perhaps some list activity will come out of it as well. So I just wanted to make that point that as a community they've probably been thinking about how operationally they would like to see things for quite some time. Certainly that's what I would take home from some of the APNIC experiences. I did, however, want to raise that from the floor in the meeting, and now I'm going to say meetings because the APTLD, which of course is the naming as opposed to the numbering community, has also held its meeting here in Brisbane in parallel for the first couple of days of the APNIC meeting, and on their agenda was also Samayana transition discussions and work. In that particular meeting, it was rather more trying to not only give the background and base information that we've all heard at just about every show and tell on the topic, but also trying to engender a sense of you need to be involved with the regional CCTLD operators, because I suspect there was a little bit of a fear of some complacency. So hopefully the discussions at the APTLD meeting and some follow-up from that will also see a little bit more activity from that naming community as opposed to numbering community. But in both those meetings from the floor was a, I think, well-heard plea to ensure that they don't operate in isolation and that they take a watching brief on what's happening in the other areas. And so I thought that was worthwhile picking up from what Avery was just saying, that whilst certainly in the case of this draft proposal that's discussed here at APNIC, it could just be seen as, oh, well, here it is, it ain't broke, don't fix it type approach. There was very much a, you cannot just rest on that. We as a community need to look at what is going on in naming, in protocols and in general, and make sure that when it comes to stitching all these component parts together, that there aren't particular, you know, bits that are going to be critical or break or simply not work together. So that's it from me. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. It's Olivier speaking, and thanks for this this feedback from the floor, I guess we could say, since you were at the APNIC meeting.
Still am.
And you still are. Well, there you go. So really from the floor itself. You could tell us you're on the first row on the floor. But just a few notes here. I think there, as you've heard, the APRNIC meeting will also have some people who are going to be there. I know that an ARIN meeting is coming up. Mm. I gather,
yeah.
Avery, will you be going to the ARIN meeting? Don't hear Avery back, so okay, maybe she will be, or maybe others will be able to make it to the ARIN meeting. And then, of course, we have the RITE meeting. Oh, remotely, okay, thank you, Avery. And then, of course, we've got the other meeting, the RITE meeting, which I believe will take place in London, and I might not be able to make it myself. I think it hinges on a a couple of days, but I'll find out. We might have some people here who will be able to go locally and report back to us on this. And, of course, the LACNIC meeting is also, I think, in place. We probably will have some people in the LACNIC meeting as well. Obviously, these issues are going to be discussed in each one of these face-to-face meetings. Yeah. How far they go into the issues, I have a feeling that it's not going to go far at all, because the issue itself seems to be quite alien to most people attending these meetings. Cheryl?
Olivier, Cheryl. Sure. I just wanted to make the point when you were talking about the other meetings coming up, and just make really clear to this meeting that we're on teleconferencing now, that at this APNIC meeting that I'm currently attending, there are representatives from every other RIR. So every single RIR is represented in the room and on the floor. So
in the room.
A little bit of cross-pollination may hopefully already be happening. Okay, thanks.
Okay. Thank you for this. So the cross-pollination, and I've heard from several sources that cross-pollination between the railways is obviously between the RIRs. Let's start again.
You're determined.
Between the RIRs is obviously happening, but it seems to be behind the scenes, and so the request that Milton has made was for a public list to be also put there for everyone to be able to discuss those issues. Now, of course, we face the same thing when people decide to then send one email that they carbon copy to every single list. And so my mailbox has often seen 3-4 instances of the same message. And I gather it's probably the same with a number of people. That's where we are now. Any other updates on what's currently going on outside in the other discussion list, other fora, etc.? I must say, Olivier speaking, I must say I'm quite pleased with all the feedback that we have here. And I think, do you feel we have the right way forward now? We're well coordinated on this. I'm quite pleased that we have people that can report back and basically raise a flag. If something happens there, raise a flag when and need be.
Yeah, I don't think we'll be taken too much by surprise.
Good, good. I'm glad this is the case, Cheryl. And so let's just do one last thing before we move on. If we can scroll down. Now, you've got the review. I don't know. Is the scrolling enabled for everyone, or am I scrolling the link at the moment for everybody?
Olivier, this is Terry. You're scrolling at the moment for everyone.
I'm scrolling for everyone. Okay, excellent. I was just going to take you, if you go further down this page, you'll have the monthly reports, which, of course, aren't filled in yet. I've done one small report for the ALAC so far, and I'll be drafting a very, very small report again for the ALAC on this occasion. But we have those resources underneath on that same page, some basic resources, and then documents from the different documents that we've managed to add their contracts, NTIA, ICANN contracts, etc. And then we have all of the IETF and IAB-related contracts. With the initial work that is now taking place in the different operational communities, such as, for example, the presentation that Cheryl has attended in APNIC, such as maybe some of the working documents at the moment in the IETF, like a copy of the charter of the work, for example, I wondered whether it would be of help to actually also have a section that points to those. And the question then becomes, how do we manage this information? The more documents we put in there, the more likely we're not going to find any documents anymore. I open the floor for suggestions on this and, of course, for comments. Cheryl Langdonor, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Cheryl, for the record. Of the three links I put in my little brief update, one of those in particular is a link to a master page, which is an APNIC page, which is their resource collection. auction for background materials, et cetera, et cetera. So I would suggest that if we put links in our resource collection which are high enough level, like that one, so when that page gets updated, then our link is still valid. That would be a very good idea. But I would certainly see no reason why all three of the links that I put into the explanatory blog, to the presentation, and to this primary landing page or resource landing page shouldn't be added. But I'd encourage us to link more to the higher level when one exists page than lower level page in a tree that, you know, if somebody moves it, we've lost it forever. And obviously, have it classified by, this is a APNIC resource, and have them listed underneath.
Okay, thank you for this, Cheryl. Terry, I hope you have your ears wide open. Terry Agnew is the staff member who is in charge of that page and who has been diligently updating it recently. Did you catch this, Terry?
I did, thank you.
Fantastic. Okay.
Terry knows where to get me.
she knows how to find you, yes. Are there any other comments on this document store? One suggestion I was going to make was to actually put it on a separate wiki rather than putting it on our home wiki page, just because the home wiki page was starting to get longer and longer. So I don't know if anybody has any views on that. And then, of course, how do we want to sub-organize the documentation? Because I understand pointing to the top-level hierarchy in each one of the sources is a good way forward, but we might also wish to have specific links for particularly important documents in case those document stores also grow in size. Okay, well, I'll take it that for the time being we're working well on this, and therefore we can go to the next part of our call, and that's the preparation of the working group meeting at ICANN 51 in LA. Kerry is very kindly changing the page and is taking us over to the schedule of the ALAC meetings in Los Angeles. And we're looking here at Tuesday afternoon. There we go. Terry's been so faster than me in typing. So Tuesday afternoon, effectively. Oh, this thing doesn't show very well. Terry, there seems to be a problem with the display.
Oh, boy, that's tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something's going to have to be done on this one. Okay, whilst you fix this one, I invite you to have a look at the actual agenda itself, the wiki itself. Terry's put a link in the chat. What we have is first ALAC work part 2 from 1515 to 1700, and that will have three parts to it. First, a discussion with the ASO Address Council and the ASO Number Resource Organization. And I have no idea what the discussion will be about, but it's highly likely that there might be some elements of this INS stewardship transition in there. I'm also hoping that we will be able to have an update on the RALO RIR activities, because that's something which has started a few years ago now, and I'm very glad to have seen it flourish. So we obviously need to keep track of it and see what can be done to improve this interaction, but also recognize success when we see it, particularly when one notices MOUs being signed, etc. It's really exciting times. So that's the first thing. But then we'll have the update on the INS stewardship transition. That's the meeting with the ICG. We have a full hour with them. And during that time, I gather we will probably most likely be having a lot of questions to ask and a few points to make. I don't know whether you wish to prepare any set of questions beforehand, so we have some kind of coordination in meeting the coordination group. And I leave this very open to you all, so that suggestions are welcome. And then immediately after that, from 1700 to 1830, we have 1.5 hours face-to-face as a working group to work on our next steps. Having just met with the ICG, we will have had fresh ideas about what we've heard, and we will then be able to debrief between ourselves. Of course, it is a public meeting, so anyone is invited. Anyone is allowed to attend, but primarily working group members to be able to first hear the feedback that we have from our ICG members on the one hand, but also from everyone who attended the meeting before that. And then, really, that's the time for us to put together a strategy for an ALAC proposal. Should there be an ALAC proposal? What should be in an ALAC proposal if there is one? Therefore, identification of issues, main goals, conflict management, and end-user perspective. I put these four as very open ideas. They're up for changes, and we still have time today to change them because the agendas are firmed up tomorrow. Do we wish to change that agenda? How? And with what? I open the floor now, and you are all encouraged to participate. We have until tomorrow to change this. So, any feedback? And Terry, the meeting is not, the page is not coming up on the wiki at the moment, unfortunately. Sorry, on the Adobe Connect.
Sure.
Jean-Jacques Subrenard.
Thank you, Olivier. This is Jean-Jacques. Yes, just to underline the importance of that crucial meeting with the coordination group, because as I mentioned in one of our last meetings, I think it was last week, this is really the moment when we will have sufficient indications about the difficulties or the prospects ahead to get our act together and to start formulating a strategy from the user point of view. I also said, I think last week, that right now perhaps it was a bit too early to do that because we don't have all those indications. But at the time you now indicate, that would really be very important. Thanks.
Thank you, Jean-Jacques. It's Olivier speaking. Do you see anything wrong with our agenda? Do you think that agenda is fine? As we can't seem to be putting on the screen, I'm going to put it in the action items. Here we go. And we'll have to delete this afterwards. Bottom right-hand side of the screen. So the agenda, introduction, then feedback from our ICG members, and then discussion on strategy for an ALAC proposal with identification of issues, main goals, conflict management, and user perspective, and then finishing with next steps. The agenda is up for amendment now. Cheryl Langdonor.
I was actually hoping to hold until you'd finished doing the agenda amendments, but so go to anyone else first, please.
Okay, thank you. I note a question from Fatima Cambronero. Should we prepare any proposal or strategy in anticipation to the LA meeting? I'll let Jean-Jacques perhaps answer that. Jean-Jacques?
Thank you, Olivier. This is Jean-Jacques, which is now on the screen under action items. I would say your last point, which is end-user perspective, actually it traverses the whole of the agenda. So I'd say identification of issues and perhaps in brackets end-user perspective or on the end-user perspective, something like that. Thanks.
Thank you, Jean-Jacques. I've just added this. So maybe we can get rid of end-user perspective at the bottom. Mm-hmm. There we go.
Yeah.
Main goals, conflict management. Cheryl, do you wish to chime in, or shall we still wait for you and get others?
Wait for anyone else first.
Okay, so just a response from Fatima, to Fatima Cambanero. My personal feeling at the moment is we are still very early on to actually formulate any proposal in anticipation to the LA meeting. Judging from what we've seen so far, we are still in listening mode. Now, that said, for all of us collectively to think of this and arrive at the LA meeting with some ideas for the different issues that we now are seeing, the main goals that we have, that's something which we all have to do individually. And so that we will have a very successful workshop in Los Angeles. That's the way I thought about it. I don't know, does anyone think that we should send our ideas in advance to the mailing list, maybe? The flexible way of working. I see both Fatima and Gordon are typing. It probably would be faster for you to speak. Let me hand the floor over to Fatima Cambanero, if you could just confirm, please.
This is Fatima Cambanero speaking. Thank you very much, Olivier. I was typing, and you are right, it is faster to speak. I was asking that because I had that doubt if whether we should, as a group, create something or whether we should have an individual thinking so that we can debate that. But I do agree with you. I believe that a previous preparation is of an individual nature, and then during the meeting we may share our perspectives to see how we move forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Fatima. And next we have, I wonder, Gordon, would you be able to speak, or are you unable to speak? You've also said a few words on the mailing, on the chat.
Olivier, it's Gordon speaking.
Welcome, Gordon.
You're
basically mentioning discussion on the mailing list. Are you saying, like, formulating of positions or already finding some consensus?
I think finding some consensus will be that it may be useful for some of us to bounce an idea or two off the rest of the group. That is what is going to happen at Los Angeles anyway. But a little prior discussion might be helpful, and this is purely kind of an ad hoc sort of thing.
Okay, thank you, Gordon. So what I would suggest then is, as an action item for me, to circulate on the mailing list, circulate our agenda for Los Angeles, and in anticipation of our meeting in Los Angeles, ask for people to start bringing forward their issues with regards to identification of issues, main goals. So the discussion, or at least the starting point of all of the members of this working group, can already be for all to be able to read and share it, and there could even be a little discussion starting on the mailing list. How does that sound? There is absolutely no sound on here. Ah, there's a green tick from Fatima. Let's do this then, because I know the time is ticking and we're soon reaching the end of this call. Let's do that. Action item for Olivier to follow up on the mailing list, sending a copy of the provisional agenda that we have now and to stimulate conversation on the list regarding the agenda and regarding the actual, not regarding the agenda, sorry, stimulate conversation on the list regarding the topics themselves. Okay, any other questions or comments on this number five? Preparation of working group meeting, nothing. Cheryl, were you going to come in on any other business or still at number five?
No, I'm coming in on number five, but at the end of number
five. On number five? Then
yep,
we're at the end of number five, then you can come in.
Yay! Thank you, sir. Cheryl Langdonor for the record. I just wanted to record. I had too many reports in my day today. To record that being Tuesday and my dance card, as I'm still chair of the nominating committee, will be chock-a-block full of going to see every single constituency that can fit us into their schedule on Tuesday. The likelihood of me being at any of the Tuesday activities, but certainly this one, and indeed probably the meeting with the IGC is very, very small. I will take my usual approach of, if I'm not otherwise occupied, I will be in the ALAC room, but if you could sort of, you know, list me as a standing apology unless you actually see me in the room, I would greatly appreciate it.
That's recorded. Thank you very much for this, Cheryl. And indeed, we will be meeting you, and
you
also Van Gelder from 11:35 to 12. So for 25 minutes earlier.
I am guaranteed at that point in time. Beyond that,
we don't know where you'll be. Okay.
Exactly.
Excellent. Thanks. You. So let's go now. I see the ELAC meeting schedule has finally come up, so apologies. So what we're basically saying are here, just spending another 30 seconds on this, Tuesday the 14th of October, so we've got the update from the INS stewardship transition. Here we go, the little green arrow. So we got this update over here. And then immediately afterwards, after, I don't even think there's a break between the two. Oh, where are we now? Someone's moved these sides. Sorry for this. Okay, so we've got that until 1700, and then from 1700 to 1830, we will have our thing. And, of course, we'll change the agenda as per the discussion we've just had now. And, of course, afterwards, we'll have music night on that night. So that will be great. No gala this year, but there is still a music night. Now, we can move to the any other business part of our call today. Does anyone have any other business? No? Okay, well, I thank all of
Olivier.
You for being on this call. Here is Jean-Jacques Sprenat. Jean-Jacques, you have the floor.
Yes, sorry. I just saw on the screen 10 seconds ago that there were still four items in the proposed agenda. So I just want to make sure that staff had corrected, but now it's gone, so I can't comment. Thanks.
Yeah, Jean-Jacques. Yeah, thank you, Jean-Jacques. It's Olivier. No, that agenda is on the wiki at the moment. That will be updated. It hasn't been updated yet because we've just made the change. But I believe that, Terry, will you be amending this, or is it going to be Gisela who will have to amend that? Because I know that Gisela deals with the overall schedules.
Gisela will be amending.
Gisela will be amending. Okay, excellent. So Gisela will be amending with the agenda that we now have in the action items corner. So that removes one bit and changes identification of issues and in brackets end user perspective.
Yeah, okay, good, thank you.
And maybe I can even make it with big end and big user and big perspective. Here you go. All right, so any other business? Seeing no one put their hand up, and on time, I'm pleased to say, I would like to thank all of you for being on this call, and thank the Spanish interpreters for being able to have people on the Spanish channel follow and take part in this discussion. With this, I would like to wish you all a weekend is coming up soon for some of us, so have a good weekend. And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. This call is now adjourned. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Once again, the meeting has adjourned. Thank you very much for joining.